Abbot Philippe, my experience. To listen to this in Creole, press on the blue key. I cut the cane, and there was a binder behind you to tie up the cane for you. There were 25 sheaves in a pile, and you and the binder had to make up 20 piles. We cut the cane and the binder, tying them up, and half was for you, and the other half for the binder. You needed a good sharp cutlass to cut the cane. We got there early, at 6 o'clock in the morning, to cut the cane. Then we could get away by 11 o'clock, noon, or maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If you weren't so strong, you got away at 2 in the afternoon. But if you were strong, you got off by noon, 1 in the afternoon. We gave the foreman the number of canes we had, and he wrote it down so that he could tell whether you'd done your day's work or not. We worked during the week. We had all the cane we'd done marked down, and then on Saturday, we got paid for what we'd done. We were paid on Saturday afternoon. Each person was called into the office to get their money. We went to get our money with our worksheet. We started work. We started to cut the cane at 6 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes we started at 5 o'clock too. If you finished at noon, you left at noon. If you finished at 10, you left at 10. If you'd finished at 3 in the afternoon, you left at 3 in the afternoon. In the low season, we did various odd jobs. We pulled up weeds from the rows of cane. We removed the straw. We did all the little jobs they gave us to do. We had a box of fertilizer and a little measuring cup to put fertilizer at the foot of each cane. I also did some hours at the factory. When someone was absent, I went to the factory. But when there was the morn bagasse, when they needed people to put the bagasse in the furnace, I was sent to feed the bagasse into the furnace.